So today I wanted to talk a little bit about Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri and what makes him dangerous to democracy. And we're all familiar with what he did back on January 6th, and I'll talk just a minute about that. But what he did back then to undermine the bedrock of our democracy, which is free and fair elections, is the same thing that he's doing and did do on Friday at the CPAC conference in Orlando. So we all know that he wanted to use the January 6th Electoral College certification to try to derail democracy. He insisted that Vice President Pence had the power to reject submitted Electoral College votes sent in by states. And in doing so, just by rejecting these votes that were sent in by states and certified by states, he was undermining the will of millions of Americans in the process. But he still insisted that Pence could do that, that he had that power. He also encouraged Republicans to reject submitted Electoral College votes that were sent in by states. It was all just a feeble attempt to block the certification of Joe Biden as president, as we know. So what he did that was devious in doing all of this, that was his goal. So what he did to make it look plausible and make it look like he was a patriot and not an insurrectionist was, his plan was to say that the Republican state legislature changed a law allowing more people to vote by mail. And that violated the Pennsylvania Constitution, so that's why he would reject the Pennsylvania Electoral College votes. That was it. Never mind the fact that the Pennsylvania Republican legislature passed that absentee ballot law back in 2019, and a judge ruled that it was good. That was okay. The votes would stand. But that was his plan nonetheless, folks. Carefully crafted to look authentic and look genuine to overturn the election. That was his plan. So last Friday, as I mentioned, Josh Hawley gave a keynote speech at CPAC in Orlando. And keep in mind that they always need to define the boogeyman. You know, they've got to define this enemy so that they can get people to visualize, you know, who the enemy is. So what Josh Hawley did was he came up with a new enemy combination. He paired the combination of big tech, right, who would just deplatform Donald Trump. He paired big tech and liberals. And he said it this way: we can have a republic where the people rule, or we can have an oligarchy where big tech and liberals rule. So that's the new enemy here, folks. That's the flavor of the day. He wants you to visualize big tech and liberals. That's the new enemy. Forget democracy and the engine of democracy, which is free and fair elections. Just forget about all of that for a moment. He wants you to think about who the enemy is. And what makes an elected leader like Josh Hawley dangerous is that by saying this, and I'll quote him again, he said, "It's the fight of our time to make the rule of the people an actual thing again, to restore the sovereignty of the American people." It's the fight of our time to make the rule of the people an actual thing again. So what he's saying there, folks, he's denying that we actually have free and fair elections in America right now. Not just the previous election, but that probably future elections aren't free and fair as well. To make the rule of the people an actual thing again. It's the bedrock of our democracy, free and fair elections. And he can't even admit that we had a free and fair election, even at this stage of the game, even after all the ridicule that he suffered on January 6th. He's changed the narrative, but the main drive of his message hasn't changed. Undermine democracy. And what's worse, folks, is that this man has aspirations to become president. He wants to be president of the United States. And I've said this before, that until we as Americans, and I mean Democrats, Republicans, Independents, and whomevers, as long as we as Republicans can't do the simple math, and that simple math is that we have free and fair elections in the United States of America, the bedrock of our democracy, if we can't do that simple math, we're really in trouble as far as a democracy goes. going forward. I mean, it's something to think about.